Our journey through the reflections on the meaning of Easter are coming to an end, sadly, and soon we'll be reflecting on the work of the Holy Spirit. Well, that's good and exciting. And then how we will put all that into the practical outworking in our daily lives. In today's reading, we hear from John in chapter 14. We continue in chapter 14 to read Jesus' words to his disciples in the upper room. The first half of the chapter was about faith. Believe in me. The second half of the chapter is all about love and its being interconnected with loving Jesus through the keeping of the commands of Jesus. The passage forms what's technically known as an inclusio, in that everything is about loving Jesus and keeping his commandments. So in verse 15 you have, "When you love me, you will be keeping my commandments." And then down in verse 21, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me." You will note that I've translated the opening of verse 15 a bit differently to how we would normally understand it. Usually we translate it, "If you love me." That translation has always sat uncomfortably with me. I could bore you with the technical bits, but I won't. Suffice to say, the subjunctive mood is what is in the Greek here, is a mood of possibility. What I think Jesus is saying is this: whenever you're loving me, you are keeping my commandments. In other words, he's not questioning the love of his disciples. He's just simply saying, when you're loving me, you're keeping my commandments. What are these commandments that Jesus is speaking about? Well, again, context is important. They are in the upper room, and Jesus has washed the feet of the disciples and said to them, they should do likewise. For that to happen, they had to love Jesus enough to let him do to them that which he was to do, that is, to be washed clean by the Lord. The other command was to believe into Jesus, to believe in him personally, to believe that Jesus personally is who you need to believe. Out of this comes a command to love one another, through the lens, though, of the washing of each other's feet. Put another way, trusting in the Lord's love for us allows us to love one another. So if we're not loving one another, then we're not trusting in the Lord's love for us. If we're not abiding by these commandments, then we are not loving Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but I have to confess that I do not always do this right, and I do not always know how to love. However, in his commentary on the passage, Frederick Dale Brunner makes a very helpful observation with respect to this difficulty that might help us here. To want to believe, he says, is an authentic form of belief, and to want to love is an authentic and a legitimate way of beginning to love. It is part of our desire to be like Jesus. If we have no desire to be like Jesus, then we simply won't want to love or won't want to believe in this manner. This works out a bit like this. Jesus wants us to believe in him, for in wanting to believe in him, we are able to receive his Spirit. And as a result of receiving his Spirit, we receive also his love, and we understand him a bit more, and then we're able to pass this understanding, but more importantly, this love, onto others, who, in the receiving of the love of God, will receive some understanding of God and then be in a position to respond to God through the Spirit they have received from us through our love. This is highly relational stuff, but it starts with our wanting to believe and our wanting to keep the commandments of Jesus. Love for him and love for one another through acts of mercy. This has important and helpful insights for us in how to deal with each other in this COVID-19 world we are now living in. This is especially important as we realise that with the isolation, there can come a sense of loneliness. Coupled with this loneliness is the realisation for many, maybe even for the first time, that they are not as in control of this thing we call life as we thought. This is as an unseen potential killer virus is portrayed as lurking in the shadows of our lives, or a realization that life is neither benign nor risk-free. As human beings, as image bearers of the God who created us, who himself is relational, we need to have interpersonal contact. We need a smile, eye contact, and assurance that we will be assisted as quickly as possible. I suspect that the challenge of this passage before us is that it places a different slant on the rest of the 14th chapter, which seems to propose and answer the question, where do we find God's peace in the anxiety of this thing we call life, and for us in the 21st century, in a COVID-19 existence. Often in our modern world, we confuse encouragement of our success and accomplishments with God's peace. Our usual go-to understanding of peace and contentment is in our friends, our work environment, being out in the big wide world, and a general lack of conflict or tension. These last few weeks of lockdown has turned all of that upside down, and John 14 clearly has something to teach us that God's best for us is His presence in our lives. When everything else has been taken away from us, as it has in the past few weeks, where are we going to find our peace and contentment? John 14 clearly says, only in your relationship with Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus in this chapter further says, if you truly want to love me, you will keep my commandments. Love one another in service to one another. In this COVID-19 world we now live in, we need to reorient our attitudes. Jesus was willing to give up his life for the world because he loved the world. Jesus was willing to give up his status as their teacher by washing their feet, exemplifying the love command. When we truly love God, we see ourselves and our purposes, etc., as secondary to those around us. So we will social distance out of love for one another, not because we have been told to do so. We adhere to the instructions of the government, as crazy as they may sound to us, but we do so because of our love for the other. We make sure that we wash our hands properly and not in a slapdash manner out of love and care and concern for the other. We surrender our desire to meet with one another in church and to be church even in a different way out of love for one another. While all this is a burden and something we clearly do not like at all, we do it lovingly because of our loving Jesus, and in loving Jesus we can keep his commands to love one another. However, that's only half the equation. The only reason we will want to keep the commands of God, sure, is because we love Jesus. But the only reason that we will want to love Jesus is because we will want to believe in Jesus. Belief in Jesus is critical and cannot be separated from the passage before us here today. We can get caught up in the command to love, because that is ultimately what we seek in our interpersonal relationship. However, this love is shallow and hollow unless it is firmly embedded in the belief that Jesus is the Son of God. Perfect love casts out fear, that is true, but perfect love can only be located in the person of Jesus, for our love, as we know only too well, is imperfect. Thus, to locate perfect love, to cast out fear in this COVID-19 world, is to want to believe in Jesus, the Son of God, and to want to love him, and in loving him, want to keep his commands, which compel us which compel each of us into love and self-sacrificial service of one another and sharing the good news that Jesus is alive. He is indeed resurrected from the dead. The Lord be with you.